This has been a year of feast and famine in the fruit orchard at our place. The stone fruits froze out after three low 20s readings during the month of April. Thus, no peaches, nectarines, plums, or apricots crossed my path or the canning kitchen. But the apple and pear trees were more than loaded with blooms, and thus thousands of little fruits made their appearances in June and July. By August, the limbs were hanging low with too much bounty, even though throughout the summer my garden girl helpers and I had made efforts to cull out some of the overload. The red-free apples were the first to ripen, and as usual, they were host to lots of worms. They were followed by Macintosh and Golden Delicious apples that usually had to undergo a surgical paring in order to rid them of the freeloaders that had set up house in their apple interiors. It's now the end of September, and the apples of 2016 have served many very well. Fresh sliced apples, applesauce, apple butter, fried apples paired with butter and brown sugar, dried apple slices, apples paired with pork roast, and a few of the last picking just hanging around, waiting to serve or be served. But in all those previously listed apple encounters, you can bet it took a while for preparation because of the extra work and effort needed to cut out the bad parts left by the larvae of that old nemesis, the codling moth. So in an effort to make life a little easier next season, I'm going to start planning my defenses against this fruit pest. The act of spraying fruit trees with pesticides is not really in the cards at our house. As Joni Mitchell best put it, give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. But this past year, the worms did more than create spots. They darn near took the whole apple, leaving lots of paring and little unblemished fruit to work with. So I found what I hope will be an answer to my apple angst in a magazine column that describes a homemade codling moth trap that I'm willing to try. I'll need a 1 gallon plastic jug that has a 4-inch hole cut in the top shoulder. Then I'll need to fill the jug with 1 cup apple cider, 1 cup apple cider vinegar, and 1 banana peel. I'll carefully watch the apple tree's flowers and hang the trap jug in the tree just before the flowers open. Supposedly, the codling moths will be attracted to the concoction in the jug and will drown before they can lay eggs on the flowers. This should help cut the population of worms in the developing apples, but I'll never know until I try it. One problem I foresee when planning this strategy in the forthcoming apple worm war is the number of trees I'll need to treat. We have 6 apple trees in our orchard, and I'm sure more than 1 trap will be needed in order to be effective. So I better start stocking up on plastic jugs as well as apple cider, which can sometimes be hard to find after autumn. If all goes well, hopefully I'll have a better apple harvest this time next year. If not, I'll get to add 1 more diploma from the School of Hard Knocks as I search for another way to get the best of a codling moth.